Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church with today's Fresh Bread. It's from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and as we begin, John, who was the last living apostle, writes this gospel and he introduces us to Christ. We're starting in John 1. This is all going to end up in a summation statement in verse 14, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So building to that statement, John now in this opening paragraph introduces you to Jesus, whom he calls the Word, because he is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament. He is the Word from God to reveal God. He is the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, and this one who is the Son of God is the Word of salvation to us. So who is Jesus? In fact, I want you to think about it before I read it. We know Jesus goes to the cross and declares that he is dying for the sins of his people to save them from their sins. But who is he? A lot of people have died on crosses. If he's just a man, then he can't die for my sins. He's got his own sins to deal with. But who is this one who has become a man? Is this just another man? Not according to John. John tells you five things about him. See if you can pick them out while I read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. What a glorious statement of triumph at that closing statement. What are the five things that we learn about Jesus that is simple yet profound? Here's the first thing it says. Jesus was in the beginning. He is eternal. He is the beginning of beginnings. The Word, that is Christ, he is in the beginning because he is eternal. I am that I am. Secondly, not only is he eternal, he is deity. He is God himself. For it not only says in the beginning was the Word, he's eternal, he says the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So now we're being introduced to what the Bible will teach us as the doctrine of the Trinity, one God in three persons. And here are two of the persons, the Father, whom the Son was with, and the Son, whom the Father was with. He was with God. That word with means face to face. So they had this face to face, intimate relationship and are one at the same time. And not only is he the eternal one, he is God himself. He was with God and the Word was God. Third thing you learn about it is that he is the creator of everything. It states it in the positive and the negative. He says all things were made through him. That's the positive. Anything that exists, material, immaterial, invisible, visible, angels, humanity, stars, sun, space, matter, time, everything exists because he brought it into existence. He is the creator of all things. And then it states it in the negative. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In other words, anything that exists, exists because it was created. How did it come into existence? Jesus is the creator. There's nothing that exists that he did not bring into existence. Fourthly, he is the life. He gives life by creation. He gives life by redemption when he saves us from our sins. And he is the giver of eternal life. Finally, he is the light, and this light overcomes the darkness. And again, the negative, the darkness cannot overcome it. Light dispels darkness. Just go into a dark room, cut on the light. What happens to darkness? It flees. When Jesus comes into the world, he dispels and defeats the darkness of sin. Who is this Jesus that goes to the cross? He is the eternal God of glory. He is the creator of all things. He is life, and he will give you eternal life because he's the light of glory and grace that has overcome the darkness of sin. We not only have seen who Jesus is, now we'll find out the one who precedes him, John the Baptist. So join us tomorrow as we continue in the Gospel of John. The grass withers, the flower fades, the word of the Lord abides forever.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.